Make the best use of what is in your power and take the rest as it happens. Some things are up to us, and some things are not up to us. Our opinions are up to us, and our impulses, desires, aversions, in short, whatever is our own doing. Our bodies are not up to us, nor are our possessions, our reputations, or our public offices, or, that is, whatever is not our own doing. Offense is akin to the plague. I don't know about you, but I get weary of brutally slamming my feet onto rocks, breaking my toes, and yet many seem so willing to carry offense like a plague with them everywhere they go, allowing it to influence everything about their lives, constantly bearing about the heavy, intrusive burden of offense. Don't we all know there's always something to be offended about? Hell make sure of that. The mature thing to do is to consider carefully, can I do anything about it? And if not, set your mind on the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. In fact, even if there is something you can do about the situation, above all, set your mind on the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. Upon what or whom do we center our minds and hearts? If our hearts and minds aren't set on Jesus, what or who are we set on? If we aren't serving the King of Kings, who are we serving? We who are in Christ must learn to press past offense and its potentials to see the big picture. Jesus Christ, the point and focus of the entire universe. If we're waiting to be validated by the approval of someone with a recognizable name and titles, we need to know that approval is a lover that will always break your heart. Chances are slim that we will ever get the approval we desire from church dignitaries or those who stand on an elevated platform. I heard someone say once that the present is the making of soon-to-be history. Stop looking where you are and focus on where you're going. Every step counts, and it's either a stepping up or a stumbling down. In Christ, even if we stumble, He empowers us to turn our stumbling down into stepping up. He has turned our mourning into dancing and loosed us from the coarse adornments of this world which chafe us to blood. Jesus set us free from having to do penance, wounding ourselves when, by the blood of Jesus, we need to suffer no longer. Jesus set us free from having to do penance, wounding ourselves when, by the blood of Jesus, we need not suffer any longer. We are pressing on, pursuing, pushing, exerting steady force or pressure toward attaining Christ. Not that we have already arrived, but I can assure you we have left. Every day, we press on to make Jesus our own, because Jesus Christ has made us His own. If we can't say something nice about those who don't like us, then, well, this may be a little blunt, but shut your mouth. Never miss a chance to stop talking. Bless those who despise you. Ain't it the truth? There have been times when someone has mentioned another person's name and they're just saying such nice things and we're thinking, oh, if I could just tell you what I know. Every time we feed into our offense and bad attitude, we are helping to keep it alive. Romans 12:21 says, "We overcome evil with good." These are things I can do something about, and I choose to press onward and upward. How often do we practice our offense and anger, and we end up taking it out on people who have nothing to do with it? Let's be so good to people they can't help but notice Jesus in us. I didn't say don't have boundaries. I didn't say compromise your faith. Mark that. Hospitality is one of the earmarks of our faith, which is in opposition to letting our anger and offenses dictate prejudice, which is judgment based on unfounded facts. God brings reward, and no one or thing can prevent His reward, for the Lord is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Think about it.